Blog Talk Radio. said, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer, break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you. My God, I just don't, you know what, I just thank God for what he is doing. It's another day that we're going to get ready and get it on in the Holy Ghost. And I just give God the praise and we bless his holy name. Songwriter saying this big war. Think about it is, do we have what we need to be able to, my God, fight the enemy? Or you got a same fighting style that's all he know, that same fighting style where he just need to learn your fighting style to be able to defeat you. My God, but I'm telling you right now, God is giving you something else for you to begin to, my God, be successful and begin to defeat the enemy. And the best way to defeat the enemy, that where the part that I don't came into in the kingdom, is not to defeat him. Because why? He's already defeated. Why defeat something that is already defeated? It doesn't make any sense. Why would just leave it alone? Amen. Why fix something that doesn't need to be fixed? Leave it alone. Amen. 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 So we thank God for what he is doing. We bless God for each and every one of you. It always been a pleasure. My God of mine, I should have shout out the first lady. I thank God for her. Thank God for ADM family. It's always a blessing and always a pleasure, my God, for us to go ahead and keep getting it on in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right now, if you have not been elevated or you begin to transition into a new place, my God, in the word, in your prayer life, in worship, in executing different things, you need to, my God, ask me how can I get some more information, download the tape, CD, or something, for you can continue to play and continue to learn it in your life. I just press God. He is good. He is good. Listen, our families and friends over there in international, we thank God for you all. It's a pleasure to embrace you all week. Every time, my God, it's a blessing that you all constantly coming back. I hope the information you shared, you're taking it, you're looking into it, you're going to study it, amen, you're going to study, and you're being ministers of the gospel, you're taking it, spreading it everywhere, amen. And I thank God for our members and friends right here in the United States of America. We bless God for each and every one of you. We thank God. We're going to keep pressing. We're going to keep looking towards the hill from which come out our help. My God, California, Nevada, we thank God for all of you. My God, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Connecticut, we thank God. Tennessee, Canada, we thank God for you all. New York, Tennessee, Texas, Alabama, we thank God for you all. North Carolina, we bless God for you as well. Ohio, we thank God for you as well. And I just bless God for each and every one of you that you're taking the time and you invested. You're invested in your spiritual walk. You're invested in your life. And I'm telling you, this is about the very important investment that you can make within yourself. Amen. The Word of God, getting around prayer, getting around the Word of God, that's the blessed blessing. Because one thing I do know, it doesn't matter how successful you get in life, it doesn't matter how much you attain in life, you better believe that you're going to come across some different things as you continue on the journey, or some of you, as you continue to stay on the journey that you are on, you're going to come across some things to where God can, it is going to only take God to make a way. It's only going to take God to provide. It's only going to take God, regardless of how much you attain, how much you accomplish. It's going to take God to keep things sustained and keep things intact. Amen. So let me get deeper into God like never before. Listen, I'm not going to hold up too much time, my God, because I'm really ready to jump into that word, cover some ground this morning, for we could continue, my God, executing in the Holy Ghost, for we could be better servants of God, and we could begin to understand our place, and we will never come down, and we can begin to see manifestation, different things operate in our life. But before we go there, we're going to bring off our very own Brother Jackson to come lead us in intercessory prayer this morning, and we're going to jump right into it right after that. God bless you, Brother Jackson.
God bless you also, Pastor Trump, on this great Thursday morning. Father God, first I come to you humble as I know how, God. Must give you the honor, who's the head of my life, is Jesus Christ, God. We thank you this morning, God. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. Honor to Pastor Temple First, Lady Temple, Pastor Smith and First, and Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and everyone in ADM ministry this morning, God. We come to your throne once more, God, of thanksgiving, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for breathing down on us this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the activity. The Lord say, God, is working just fine in our bodies, God. So we say thank you for all things, God. I realize, God, this morning, the most shake, God, the nation needs to arise in you, God, and begin to give you the glory. Because you've been so good, God, the most shake this morning, God. We realize somebody didn't wake up this morning, God. But it's a miracle, God, that the most shake you breathe down on us, God. And arise and gave us another opportunity, I said, God. Oh, another opportunity, God, just to say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we lift up every man of Moshe ministry, God, every female ministry this morning, God. Let them continue to stay on the wall, God, with the word, God, of Moshe running from that little clay, God, with the truth running down on them. God, we thank you, God. We need your truth, God. And of Moshe, God, yes, Lord, we truly need your truth this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, God, I lift the whole nation up to you this morning, God. I pray, God, that you touch you, God, God. Deliver, God, and set the captain free, God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. And let them know, God, what you like, God, when you touch me in the morning and you begin to get up and lay before you, Jesus, God, this morning, God. Let them know, God, what it feels like when your joy is bubbling over, how the most sending out. Let them realize how when you feel like running, how the most cotton when nothing is running behind you. Oh, God, let them feel your presence, God, hot. They the most shake, God. Oh, God, let us just rest in your peace like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, let somebody feel what your peace is, God, how the most God. They're going through hell and about sending out. It seems like they can't take it no more. Oh, but it's God. Peace out of the body, when you could just rest in him. Whatever your bills are doing, you don't know how it's going to work out. You can't do no way. Oh, but God already have seen the way, have fixed the situation. That's rest in the Lord of the most. Oh, God, we thank you for your peace everlasting us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is. I'll say once again, the most shit. It's already done. By God's stripes, we are healed. No more shit. Yes, we are healed. and the name of Jesus, no more shadow of the heart. Oh, we might not feel like that. Ace and pain may be reckoning out by the most. It's not about how what we fear. It's not about sight. Oh, but it's by faith. It's already done this morning. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you touch every radio, every internet, laptop this morning. Have the most say, God. Let somebody, God, hear something that will encourage them this morning, God. Let somebody hear something, God, that will hold on to faith, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and won't let go, God. Let somebody hear something this morning, God. Push their feelings to the side, little old shake, God. Oh, but let you come in, God, mightily in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let somebody hear the most say, God. It's all right, God, when you're going through, God. We can make do it for a night, God. But believe me, your joy is coming in the morning. They won't shake, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in the right Sunday. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We can't get enough. I can't get enough. I don't know about nobody else, Lord, because every time I think about the goodness of Jesus, even his word of shit, something on the echo motion on the inside just begin to boil up. But I thank you for the Holy Spirit this morning. I had to realize I had a motion. You can't even live right without the Holy Spirit. You can't even speak right without the Holy Spirit. You can't even pray right. Let the Holy Spirit of motion come on around. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for liberty out of our Sunday. We thank you, God. And I'm going to say this morning, every stronghold, I don't know about sick or about high, I take a father in Jesus Christ, loosen about sending them high. Oh, glory, I send them about shame. No more, huh? Shall there be a sick or about high, have a stronghold in our lives. No more, huh? We'll walk weary and with our heads down. Oh, the most say, huh? God is up, about stay here. He's up, he's not down, huh? Oh, glory be to God this morning. I pray, God, that somebody here, don't know, God, be filled with your Holy Spirit this morning. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. I pray we thank you, God, for raising that heart. Hey, don't know, yes, holy women. Holy women, they're going to send them to heart. We'll take a stand like never before, huh? Like never before, God. We thank you, God, for cleaning us up out of our shame. For your kingdom, God. Only for your kingdom, the most sensible, God. Oh, where we won't lose that. Where we won't have to second guess. But we know it's you, Lord, the most shake, God. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Yes, yeah, the most sensible. Oh, we just about family members this morning, God. We know you're doing a great thing in them, God. We know that you're saving. We know that you're delivered. Hold up, O'Shea, and send the captain speak, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our babies once more to you, God. In the name of Jesus, hold up, O'Shea, God. I send the angels before them, O'Shea, send them, God. Before them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. That they will be sealed and protected. In the name of Jesus, hold up, O'Shea. And I send them there, God. And they will shall be protected, God, coming back in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I pray, God, today, God, oh, shit, God, every day sanctified is after the most shun of the most shit. I pray that they shall arise like never before the most shit, God. They shall stand up like strong tower. They shall pray high the most shit like never before. I don't know about stand up, God. Hallelujah, this morning I give you the praise and all the glory, God. Oh, God, I thank you this morning out of our God. Oh, God, I thank you, God. When I look back and wonder, the most shit, I got away. I know it wasn't nobody but you, God. Ain't no more son of the heart. The little shy girl you sit on the side. Ain't no more shy. Too mercy say, but God, I thank you today. Oh, I thank you today. And the most son of the heart. That I can say hallelujah today. That I can say I praise your holy name. That I can say, God, I worship you. Because I'm the most heart. Cupid is spirit, spirit is true, God. Say thank you, Lord. Somebody else, Lord, about shit. I pray somebody else feel like I do. Now be down to the side of their soul. That'll change their cause. Ain't no more shun, little boy. Oh, this change. I know the boy. This change is bubbling all over. I'm out of my son, little boy. Sometimes I sit here, I don't know shit. And I think about something, little boy. And the word is that. I said, Lord, I need to come. I thank you, Lord, for opening my mind, spirit to mind, that I can receive how the most say, that I won't have to say, go and ask nobody. Because you get all the answers, God. God, we thank you for your word, God. Let us continue to lay before you, God. Fast, pray, meditate in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter what nobody say, you got to know for yourself. You got to know for yourself that you are the most venerable kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. I pray, God, that you bless everyone that's on this internet, telephone, laptop, God. I pray, God, that you bring a change in our lives, God. I pray, God, that you bring hatred in our heart this morning, God. I pray, God, that you break that out of my son now. Break into the morning. Oh, God, it is speakable, Chica. Let your love flow right now before us. Oh, God, we know that you will. So that's what needs to be pumping in our hearts. In the most standard of nothing but the love of Jesus this morning. That we can love everybody. That we can embrace everybody with love of our standard of with nothing else but the love of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, God. We ask these things, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we pray this, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, God.
Somebody go ahead and give God a thank you. Somebody just go ahead and just bless him this morning. I want you to begin to position not your problems, not your issues, not your circumstances, or not what you're going through, or not how your body feels. Position that at the first thing in the morning. I want you to position just giving God a praise, giving God a thank you, regardless of how you feel. Just say, I am healed. Regardless if something that happened yesterday, you just say, the joy of the Lord is my script. You begin to position my God of mighty press. You begin to position positivity. You begin to position what you need to come into your life. Way before in the morning, I'm telling you right now, you're going to begin to see a change, because there's no weapon already formed against you. It's not going to prosper. So you might as well speak life into your situation, but speak life into your body, speak life into your mind, speak life. Somebody need to speak life into their finances right now. Speak life, baby. Do not speak death. I know that your mind might be weary. You might be stressed out. You might not know how it's going to come. But I'm telling you right now, you need to speak life. Speak life, not speak death, because the kingdom only respond on life. Y'all better hear me. That's why Jesus couldn't stay dead for no longer than 3 days. That's why he had to come up again. Y'all better hear me, because the kingdom does only deal with life. You shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord, and I declare decree that you will speak life. Life in everything that is not life in life, in everything that is conflicted in your life, that is twisted up, you shall speak life, because you got to live, and you shall not die, but you got to declare the works of the living God. You got to hear me, by God. Speak life in the void area. Speak life in the dark area. Speak life. And you need to get up in the morning and speak life. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life in every area. Because when you begin to speak, it's a law that is called law of the attraction. Law of attraction. You begin to attract everything that you need to come to you. If you speak joy, joy coming to you, baby. You speak happiness, happiness coming to you. If you speak prosperity, prosperity coming to you, because you are speaking by God. You are sons and daughters of the Most High, and you shall dwell in it. Listen, I got to go, my God. I get caught up, my God, because God done been good. He done been so good. He been good, my God, and my God. Somewhere I want to get to you all this morning, my God, because all we've been doing is just introductions and laying down a foundation, and it's a place that I want to get to for we can just tap into it just a little bit. Amen. I believe that just that little bit tapping into it going to cause things to shift and paradigm shift and happen into your life. life like it never happened before. And I know without a shadow of doubt that God finna come in and he finna get ready to take you into another realm. Reason why? Because before God begin to release you into another realm, before God begin to release miracles into you, he always prepare you. And where God prepare you, he prepare you with information, and also he prepare you through walks of life. Don't you look at your situation as if the enemy that came in and he just bringing all kinds of chaos. Don't never look at your situation again that the enemy just bringing an attack on you. Baby, God got to prepare you. God ready to take you to the next level, the next realm in their life. So therefore, he needs to prepare you. You going through a stage, you going through a release of preparation, because right after the preparation, then God can look upon you and say, you are ready to handle the blessing. You are ready to handle the healing. You are ready to handle the miracle. My God Almighty. And get ready, because God is ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above. Y'all about to hear me catch that one. Above, he ain't with your situation. He ain't ground level with you. He ain't ground level with your issues, with your problem. Exceedingly, above. Y'all about to help me here this morning. Above what? He's above all your situation. He's above all your circumstances. So there. Therefore, that's the position where we need to be. He already given the position without giving the position. Y'all about to hear me this morning. My God, you are above. You are above. Because you are above, you have rulership. You have authority. You have a power. You are an individual that is ruler above. You got to begin. You got to believe that once the Son of God resurrected from the grave, and he says, all power that is in my hand, everything that has a name, it got to bow up on the D name. And if I'm a son or the daughter of the Most High, everything that has a name in this earth, it has to bow up on the D name. That's why I'm not worried about President 45. Y'all about to hear me this morning, because it's going to come to a time even the President 45 going to have to truly bow. I'm not talking about playing games or twitching and chit. You're going to have to truly bow up on the D name. I don't care less how much riches you that you have, even the Bible gave a parable how Lazarus ate for the rich man's table, but it came to a time where the rich man had to cry out. Y'all about to hear me? You might be in this situation right now. They might look like they got one up on you right now, but it's a paradigm shift place in this world. It's a paradigm shift going to take place in your life. And what, but y'all about to believe me, trust me, what you think was the tail. You think you eating off the crumbs off the table. You think that your life is not unfolding like it should be. You better believe once was the tail going to become the head. Once that you did not get at the table, you're going to begin to eat at the table. And I need some kingdom-minded people this morning and say it's going to happen for me right now. Now, I'm not going to wait on another season. I'm not going to wait on another day. I'm not going to wait on another year. It's going to happen for me right now. I'm going to eat at the king's table. No longer I shall be the tail, but I shall be the head. No longer I will disgrade myself, my intellectual. I no longer I will disgrade the different things where God have me at right now. Because of my past, because what I went through, because of the poverty, because of the lack that I had to overcome, no longer you should disgrade who you are. You are a son and a daughter of lift your head up, O Zion. Roll your shoulders back and understand that God gave you power. Y'all about to hear me this morning. He gave you power. My God, money do not determine your power. Material things do not determine your power. How many cars you have do not determine the power. How many houses you have do not determine the power. Y'all about to hear me. If I'm on government assistance or not, do not determine the power. The power is lies inside of you. That's why you still got a mouth you can open and give God a thanks. That's why you still got hands you can praise his holy name. Because power lies inside of you. We got to go, y'all. We got to go. I feel a shout moment coming up in here. We got to go. We got to go. Watch this. If somebody tell you, if the IRS call you right now, if the IRS call you right now and say, listen here, miss, or listen here, sir, we don't mess up some information and we have finances that due to you, and the check is into the mail. The check is into the mail. Amen. Because of certain circumstances that it happens, and because of certain circumstances that we had a mistake on our end and we caught the mistake, we owe you money. Amen. We owe you money. Before the money emails get to you, because of the reliable source that it's come from, the IRS, because of where the information came from that gave you the information that, hey, we have some money to you, you will receive that and take that as the truth. Why? Because it coming from a reliable source. Before the check comes into the mail, you already have a spirit of expectation. Why? Because it done been released. It done came from a reliable source. And when a reliable source done spoke it into your life and told you, I got something that is on this way, you have a thing called expectation. See, you have expectation, but you don't sit on the counter. You will beat the mailman when you never beat the mailman to the mailbox. Every time the mailman come before you already know the time he coming.
Amen.
Y'all better hear me. Y'all know. Well, let me help y'all with this one here. When the first of the week come, the first of the month of the week come, you already know what time the mailman come. You're going to beat the mailman to the mailbox because you have expectation of something for to get ready to come to you in your life.
Amen.
Now, any other time, my God, we're going to let that mailman go ahead and do what they got to do, because why? All I know, it ain't no but a bill. Ain't no but a bill. I get to the bill in a minute. I get to the, but when you got expectation that something is coming, something for to get be released, if something happened inside of you, you got to be there on time. Matter of fact, I got to beat you there. It's nothing is going to help me. Y'all better hear me. I got to be there on time. Now, you better message.
Amen.
If you already told me that I know my blessing supposed to be here by Friday, and here it is Friday next week, I'm going to call somebody. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. My blessing should have been here last week. What's going on? Have my blessing been released? Have my check been released? Amen. We're going to call somebody. Well, what if the Spirit of the Lord from heaven, that is a reliable source, don't told you that
is.
He finna bless you. I feel a shout right there. Don't told you that he finna heal you. He don't told you he finna keep you. He don't told you that he finna deliver you. Why in the world we worry about anything else? You should be having some expectation, getting ready to go to your mailbox, because as a reliable source, don't told you that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. Can I get a holler this morning? By God Almighty,
hallelujah.
A reliable source done told you and done contacted you. Where is your expectation? What faith that God does? What faith that God did through Genesis, through Revelation? He seen an area that needs to be dealt with. He spoke life into that area. He spoke life into that area. When the earth was formed and the earth was with darkness, he spoke life. He spoke light into that area. He didn't have a wrestling match. He didn't have a fighting match. What needs to happen, he spoke it into existence for it to happen. I got news to tell you all this morning. What needs to happen into your life right now, you got the power that you could speak life into it right now. You need to go ahead and begin to speak what needs to happen in your life. What needs to happen? Do you need the healing, baby? Go ahead and speak it. What needs to happen? Do you need deliverance? You go ahead and speak it. What needs to happen? My God, what needs to happen is going to get ready to happen. And I got news to tell some of you. Let's give a little shout moment right here. Ones that already don't spoke in the atmosphere. Ones that don't release what needs to happen, you might as well get ready to shout in the Holy Ghost, because it's going to happen. It's getting ready to happen, and all God was doing just preparing you and getting you ready for you to get ready to receive what's getting ready to, y'all about to hear me, what's
Jesus, ready to happen. No longer. I'm going to look at your, no longer. You're going to look at your situation. You're going to look at your life. I'm not this. I don't have that. I need this. I need that. You need to speak it. What needs to happen? I don't need to recognize that I don't have no food in my cabinet. I need to speak to my cabinet and tell my cabinet you are full. In the name of Jesus, food is coming into this cabinet. Y'all about to hear me up in here, because that's what needs to happen. No longer I will look at my financial bank account and look at it and just say, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't have enough money to pay my bill. What needs to happen? Some numbers need to go up in the name of Jesus. So I speak to my bank finances and say, listen here, you are turning around in the name of Jesus. We already established on yesterday. We established this on yesterday. Darkness. Darkness is a zephyr of being ignorant, being a place of not knowing. The spirit of darkness that comes into you because you don't know. My God, and because we don't know certain things, so we have not increased into our intellectual part of our minds, my God, for we could receive information, my God, because of that, we could begin to apply different things that we already learned. We begin to apply things that we don't learn in kindergarten, things we don't learn in first grade. That's why some of our messages are still the same. Some of our service are still the same. That's why nothing have not changed, but God is a deeper God than that. We understood that, and we came across the word that called diabolical. Amen. We understand that, my God, it's still dealing with the different types of forces, but we're coming at a different angle. Amen. It's nothing going to stay the same. Strategies doesn't stay the same when you begin to move in the things of God. Things doesn't stay the same. You got to hear me. You got to understand this. You are not messing with an individual or a spiritual being, a demonic being that they don't know. You got to believe me. They done been around before me and you was he must, my God, was created of me and you was he must born. They was already here up on the earth. You better believe me, my God Almighty. So they understand intellectually. They already dealt with smart-minded individuals, smart individual. So you just can't come up them with 1 + 1 = 2 and thinking you're going to pass the college exam. We'll share that with you yesterday. You're going to have to come up with something else. Amen. Amen. And one thing about the enemy, he's so crafty. He's so cunning. He's so slick. He'll let you think that you're being effective with your 1 + 1. He'll let you think that you are being effective, because if he could make you think that you're being effective and even you are not being effective, you are no threat to him. Y'all better hear me. You are no threat to the adversary. Amen. You are, my God, he knows that you're going to stay around in this position, around in a mountain over and over and over again. You're going to stay in a certain position over and over again. He realized that you are no threat to him. Amen. Amen. Hosea 4:6 already talking about my people's are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. In other words, you have knowledge, but you don't have a capacity where you are receiving anything else. It's just something wrong with the minds of the saints of God. We feel as though sometimes we get to the place like we have arrived, because you don't quote corporate scriptures and we don't understand a couple of verses. Amen. We don't got a little bit of stuff that happened to our life. We don't arrive. And that's what the enemy wants you to think, that you have arrived. Because when he gets you to places where you feel as though you have arrived, you better believe, baby, he's going to come after you, and you don't even know that you're being picked apart. Amen. Book of Ephesians 1:18-23 is also described, my God, that we already understand. We went over, my God Almighty, that in the Hebrew terminology, my God, dealing with darkness is also in the Hebrew terminology, is also dealing with a place of peace of not knowing, or don't have enough information, or don't have enough knowledge at all, don't have the knowledge in something at all. Amen. I know it seems like there's a harsh word, but it's not a harsh word. It's the appropriate word. Amen. When you don't know something, you just enter into it. That's why we'll begin to apply what we know. We'll go back to what we know. Amen. We'll start doing things what we know until we can know some more. And that's why the enemy stops a lot of people and stops the body of Christ not being open to teaching, not being students of the gospel with submission, not being humbleness. Why? Because he knows that if you could sit down in a place and you begin to get poured into, he knows that what he used to try, he ain't going to be able to try no more. Y'all about to hear me. He know what he used to do. You ain't going to be able to be moved by it no more. Amen. We understand also, my God, some key principles and some key things to understand how to live in the kingdom. If you don't know how to live in the kingdom or go into the kingdom, it's no sense of you worrying about how to activate your benefits. Many people, my God Almighty, we still living in religion. Our minds is religion. The things that we do is in religion. We have a religious prayer. We have a prayer that is a diabolical prayer. It's a prayer, my God, of evil. We want God to come after our enemies. We want God to come after people that don't like us, don't have something to say about us, and all that. And where the Bible don't told us to bless our enemies, amen. Do good to those that don't want to do good to you, all that kind of stuff there. But we have come with this religious term because we don't hear somebody say it. We don't hear somebody do it. You got to believe me. I got to pray for those that come up and lie to those that try to take you apart. You still got to pray for them. You still got to love them. That's the way of the kingdom. And that's what Jesus was talking about when he was telling the other end of, when he was telling in a parable. You got to turn the other cheek. Y'all about to hear me. You got to turn the other cheek. You got to hear me. And I'm telling you right now, I declare and I decree that that type of foundation, that type of mentality, that type of individual will be broken, because you got to understand that at one point in our life, we was a mess in the hand of deal. We was a handful ourselves. We wasn't saved all our life. Those that were saved, I tell you what, I need to get you some airtime so you could come preach to us. If you were saved all your life, you need to come preach to us, because all of us were the same all our life. Some of us was a mess. We don't talk about people just like people don't talk about us. We don't lie on somebody just about somebody don't lie on us. We was ready to fight somebody just as though somebody was ready to fight us. But we thank God that God did not kill us, or he did not, y'all about to hear me, he did not push us away in our mess. See, religion push you away, because religion, if you don't look like me, if you don't talk like me, if you don't sound like me, if you don't have the proper context like I have, you are not a part of us. I don't want nothing to do with you. That's religion, my God. But the kingdom of God, he brings everybody unto him. It doesn't matter if you're white, you're black, if you're president 45, it doesn't matter. You still, long as you got breath in your body, you still got a place in the good. These are all your brothers and sisters. That's why God said, bless those that persecute, or those that lie on you, because that's the way of the kingdom. And I'm going to put this together just for a second, and the reason why he told you to do it, I want to tap into that this morning. I want to tap into, watch this, the kingdom of heaven is a way of life. It's a mindset, a paradigm, a perspective. My God Almighty. A perspective of a perception, a set of principles to live by, a quality of life, a quality of life. If you could come back and relay them to me tomorrow, I got a blessing with your name on it. The kingdom of heaven is a way of life, a mindset, a paradigm, a perspective, a perception, a set of principles to live by, a quality of life. It's a way of life, baby. You come to live, you come not to die. You got to have the right mindset, and the right mindset going to take you into the place where you need to be. It's a paradigm. Other words, you got to constantly keep shifting. You keep moving. God constantly doing a new thing inside of you. You got to begin to see things and comprehend it the way the kingdom sees it, the way the kingdom comprehends it. because the way you might look at things, God don't look at it like that. Y'all about to hear me? Because I thank God when I was in my own junk, in my own mess, that he didn't look upon me the way some of our, the way some of us is look upon people to, y'all about to hear me? Today, I thank God that he did not look upon me where some don't look upon each other. It's a way of principles, amen, and it's a quality of life. I just don't want to have a life. I want no quality of life. I want the best that I can be.
Yes.
I want the best
amen.
Of the level that I am on now. Y'all about to hear me? If I got to go to Goodwill, I want to find the best clothes at Goodwill. If y'all about to hear me right now, if I got to get, y'all about to hear me? If I got to get a clearance price sale, I want the best of the clearance price. You stop settling and you go after the best, my God. And you got to understand something. Your best might not be my best. My God, my God, my best might not be your best, my God. But at the end of the day, wherever you at in life, let it be your best. If you got crutches, you're going to find the best crutches. You got to hear me, my God Almighty. If you got to go and get the socks, wherever you got to go and buy them in, you go and buy the best socks to put on your feet because that's the quality of life. You go after the best. You go after the best. Don't sell yourself out and go after for things that is not the best. Amen. Guarantee you have to leave your benefits. These are the benefits. This is the area I want to touch into, and I'm going to dive into it a little bit more tomorrow. Yo, you are guaranteed as a son and a daughter of God. You are guaranteed healing, divine healing, deliverance, prosperity, success. My God, honor, greatness, empowerment. You are guaranteed direction. So when you get into a place when you don't know which way to go, all of something come. God show you the way is made out for you, destiny and also favor. You are guaranteed these items when you begin to operate and you begin to walk into the kingdom of heaven. That's why it's very important. If you're going to begin to operate upon these blessings, these blessings is already due to you. They already given to you. But we got to understand that we got to go to work. And the saints of God doesn't believe that we have to go to work. And that's the system, my God, of the religion. Believe if you want to sit there, you just ask for it, God going to bring it. It doesn't work like that because he already gave it. If you want divine, you got to, if you want your healing, sometimes you got to go to the doctor. Y'all about to hear me. Sometimes you got to get on your bus or you got to get in the car. You got to go to the doctor to see, my God, to find out what you need to do, because that's the same way God got apostles and got the fivefold ministry here. That's the same way he got some intelligent people here on earth begin to help you with your body. If you want success, you need to hang around with folks that have success. You can't get success want to sleep in a bed all the time. You can't get success you just want to do what you want to do all the time. You can't get success and thinking that it's going to be in a microwave and you pop right out. Y'all about to hear me? You can't get success complaining who did this, who fought this year. You ain't going to be able to attain success if you look at the devil all the time. It's the devil's fault. The devil don't came in here. The devil don't mess up. Y'all about to hear me? It's an old saying of a whopper commercial. You got to know how to take a licking and keep on ticking. Y'all about to hear me? Take a licking and keep on ticking. You ain't going to be able to gain success complaining and whining. Oh, Lord, they doing this with me. They got this to say about me. Oh, Lord, I can't do this no more. I want to throw in the towel. You are not going to able to gain the level of success where you trying to push and where you trying to go forth, my God, in your life. If you got to focus on everything other than what you need to be focused on. Y'all about to hear me? And if you ain't willing to work, if you ain't ready to pull in the hours, you need to stop talking about success and take it off the table. Some of us having a y'all about to hear me, the Holy Ghost got me here. Some of us having a hard time. We don't work 6 days out of the week, sun up to sun down. And I got a hard time getting up and go to the church just for 2 hours. Maybe you ain't ready for success. Or you ready for whatever you can get out of life. And you ready for hard slaving. Y'all about to hear me. You cannot attain the level of success if you don't put no work in it. If you don't put the sweat in it. If you don't put the tears in it. You're going to have a lot of unsleepless nights. Oh, well, if you're going to have, if you want it, you're going to go and get it. And that's the problem with us. We trying to give, we trying to make God give us things the way we want it. We trying to make God feel sorry for us. We want God. No, 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 no. It's no other way. If you're going to attain the principles and you're going to attain the things that heaven got for you, it's no shortcut. I could care less what they telling you on Sunday morning. I could care less what they said. Baby, it's no shortcut. That's why you haven't seen it manifest in your life yet, because it's no shortcut. It's, I wish it was, but it's no shortcut. If you want to attain a level of success into the Word of God, and you want to maximize your capacity to go ahead and receive, well, baby, you're going to have a lot of nights where you got to study. You got to pull for information. You got to go and search. You got to study to show yourself. Y'all about to hear me? You got to study to show yourself approved. You just can't get it on Sunday morning and think that you got it. You got to hear me? You just can't go on a Bible study and think I got it. You got to live in the Word. You got to stay in the Word. You got to get with people that who are in the Word. If you go, somebody say, I got no work, I got no work. I thought, no, no, no. Listen, you're going to have eternity to rest. Once we get out of this life, you're going to be able to rest for the rest of eternity. You're going to be able to cross your hands and thank you that I'm able to rest for the rest of eternity. You got to work. My God, for those that say, you know what, Pastor, I put in my time. Yeah, you might put in your time here on earth, baby. You might put in your time and where you say, I can retire now. Retirement means just I got the freedom now to go and attain the assignment of God like I never attained it. Y'all about to hear me. And I never attained it before. I'm not bound by man, my God, concept. I'm not bound by what man put in place for myself. I can work for the Lord full time. Work while it's day. Because when night cometh, that's what the word, when night cometh, no man, it will not happen. You got to begin to be able to understand that the order to attain the benefits from God, you got to put in the work. You got to put in the work. That's why so many prophets now, they look like they are liars. Because why? We don't got individuals where their minds are set, where if you said it, I need to see it come to pass, and I don't have to put in no work. Put in no work. If you want your finance to change, baby, you got to look for other opportunities for your finance and prosperity to come into your life. It's just not going to happen because a wink, wink, and an eye, and a say, say, and a shallow, the ball, and a roll, roll, my boat. Baby, you got to put in work. You want your finance to change, you begin to tap into some other thing. Some of you could begin to put together something. I remember back in the days when my mama and them, grandma and them, they used to take a baby dog and make some Bibles out of it, some very pretty things, and put it in their car, begin to sell it. It's things that you got to do. So right now, I declare and decree that those that is sitting down trying to find things to do, I release on the anointing of your life, will tap into the invention part of you, the entrepreneurship part of you that's going to begin to make your money. You got money all over your house. You got money in your house, around your house. And I pray that the Holy Ghost drop the scales off your eyes, and you're going to begin to see what is around you in the name of Jesus. Another man's junk is another man's treasure. Y'all better hear me. What you think is junk, somebody else will look at it as if it's a treasure. That's why thrift store, my God, Goodwill, don't tap into that. What you think is your junk, I could turn it into a fortune. Salvation Army tapped into that. What you think that is a junk, I could turn it into fortune. Thrift stores don't tap into that. What you think is junk, and go ahead and bring it to me, I could turn it into treasure. But the problem is we don't want to put in the work. We don't want to put in the work. We got to go. I'm looking at the time now. We got to understand. We have to put in the work.
Amen.
Work wise day, when night coming, no man shall work. The Bible talks about work, work, work. Jesus must say, I'm going to make you business, man or man. You're not going to be able to attain what you need to attain. Work. When America hit your life, America hit your life. It's nothing that you need to put in it. It's nothing you need to do with it. That's a miracle. But when you're talking about the things and the benefits of God in heaven, you got to put in work. If you want your divine healing, you want your healing, you got to put in work. The work might be changing your diet. The work might be adding more exercise to your day. That's for you to attain your healing. That's for you to attain what God has for you. You have to put in the work. Please write that down. The first thing to do when you start attaining the things of the kingdom, you got to understand the principles, what the kingdom is and how we can get into the kingdom. And once we understand how we get into the kingdom and understand what the kingdom is all about, then we understand what is the benefits that we have. Then you got to understand, you got to put in the work. You got to put in the work without crying and whining about it. Because that is, watch this, that is an area where you'll get the stuff that the light turned on is stay turned off for you. Because the kingdom don't deal with self-pity. The kingdom don't look at you and deal with it and say, oh, baby, you so, no. All the kingdom is deal with authority. They deal with rulership. They don't deal with defeat. They don't understand defeat. Last time when something tried to defeat them in the kingdom, they had to kick them out of the kingdom. And therefore, it's nothing there going to be. They don't see defeat. Only person that sees defeat is the enemy himself. If you look in your life and you think you're a failure, and you think that, hey, I am being defeated, and the enemy done defeated me, you are dealing with a diabolical mindset. You are dealing with a diabolical mindset. Because heaven, God, the kingdom, they don't know defeat. All they know is victory. All they know is winning. That's why death could not hold him, because all they know is victory. And the Bible says he came up with the keys and the power. So therefore, they will not, the kingdom will not be defeated. I charge every businessman and every business owner that is on this line and listening right now, those that is going into entrepreneurship, you are not going to know defeat. You are not going to know the answer no or decline. You going to work, you going to work, you going to push, you going to take your domain place, you going to get with individuals that understand the principles of business and understand the accounting and understand the different things to articulate in the business, and you going to be successful because that's the kingdom. My God, I got to get out of here. I see the time. I'm going to tomorrow. Listen, I'm going to be back on also tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And also, I'm going to be back on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. because this is so such rich. I want to give you this. I want you to get it. Because once you get it and you really understand the basis, it's, my God, it's nothing but going up from there. And your life is going to begin to change in a remarkable way. You will understand that the enemy doesn't have control over your life, over your home, over your finances. That you make, but between you and God, you make everything possible, and you'll make everything to come to life. I thank you, Lord, as this time that came and gone, I thank you, Lord, as you empowering us and shifting us into a place for we can execute, articulate like we never executed and articulated before. We're going to say, and we can say boldly, I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. And I believe, and I declare and decree that God's going to make somebody a believer on this line. I'm praying that by the end of this year, someone that was on government assistance is not going to no longer need government assistance no more. And you're going to come to me and say, Prophet, you remember you prophesied this because your life is overflowing, and your life is overflowing with things that God has for you. God bless you all. We love you all. Let's keep going forth. See you tomorrow at 7 a.m.